7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis. Your child could effectively disappear by simply claiming they're seeking gender counseling or puberty-blocking chemicals under a bill passed in the state Senate. The Democrats' legislation would allow teens to stay at certain youth facilities without their parents' knowledge while seeking services related to gender dysphoria and gender transitioning. Senator Short opposed the bill and shared her thoughts on the Senate floor.
Children today, you know, we've all had struggles. As we grow up and tried to go through childhood into adulthood, and we know that the challenges are significant today. We know that. We need to bring families together, not apart. That doesn't mean it's easy. That doesn't mean there aren't hard conversations. You know, parents, we always know there are those generational differences. We've all felt them and we've had them. As our parents did with us and we have with our kids. But having the ability and just working through that process, there's no chance for that. There's no chance to sit down and absolutely have those really, really tough conversations and to learn from one another and to grow. We all, as parents, have experienced, you know, frustration with our kids. But, you know, we also have an obligation as parents to step back and to learn from them and to really hear what they're saying. And those aren't easy. It's not easy to admit that. And it's not easy to know that your child has, you know, is really struggling and really sees themselves differently than we do as parents. But this isn't the answer. This isn't the answer to pull these families apart. It's a time when we should bring families together. You know, everything we do down here is about, as long as the safety of the child is not at risk, it's about reunification.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short.